Good morning. My name is Terrell Turr. I'm born and raised from Richmond, Virginia. I've been there for most of my life. I love Richmond, Virginia. It's a combination of some good and some bad. I was introduced through the justice system at the age of 13 years old. I grew up in an urban environment, had two parents in my household. Unfortunately, my father figure, my biological father, he struggled with addictions during the 1980s. He was addicted to crack cocaine. He was undereducated. He didn't really go too far in schooling. He had problems with employment. He really affected our family from a negative perspective and really couldn't really be the father figure in which I needed. So my mother had to move us into the housing projects in Richmond, Virginia, Fairfield Court Housing Projects. To me, that was one of the worst mistakes that she ever made out of her life, because when you move kids into the projects, which is an urban environment surrounded by crime, surrounded by predators, surrounded by people who has unlimited amounts of miseducation to instill on a young child, it really messed up my mental, it really messed up my spirit, because it guided me down the wrong path. So I ended up at 12, 13 years old, maturing before my time. I ended up drinking before my time. I ended up experimenting with drugs before my time. I ended up experimenting too early on with sexuality before my time. Being grown before I really reached the age of 16. The people who I hung around with was mostly older guys, and they taught me stupid things like how to disrespect women, how to commit crime, how to skip school, how to dip out on my education, how to disobey anything my mother and my father was trying to tell me about staying in a house and not being out and about with the cool kids running around in the projects. This was the thing that was instilled inside of me like my religion. It was almost like a Bible, to be bad, you know what I'm saying, to be what we called a hot boy, you know what I'm saying, in the 90s. I committed crimes, I experimented with things before my time. It was really, for a long period of my youth, mentally unhealthy. So I was introduced to the juvenile justice system. It ruined me, you know what I'm saying? It gave me an opportunity to get a taste of the system. I was introduced to the juvenile justice system. I graduated to the adult system at the age of 17 years old. They convicted me of robbery, abduction, and carjacking. The crazy thing about it was I was 100% innocent. But as a young African-American male growing up in an urban environment, I had no money for lawyer fees. I had nobody on my side to hear my voice, to hear my story. I was discriminated against. I was railroaded through the justice system. In less than 10 months, they gave me 70 years, 25 years to serve, 45 years on my head to do as a first-time offender. With poor representation, they railroaded me through the justice system. Now, you would think at 17 years old coming into the Virginia Department of Correction, that would be the end of my story. They sent me into the place with all type of murderers, child molesters, addicts, killers, manipulators, deceivers, abusers, you know what I'm saying, for me to die. But somewhere in my spirit, I was able to make a transition and turn my graveyard into a garden. I began to grow. I began to open my mind up into different forms of education, reading, walking into my consciousness, walking into my revolutionary spirit, tapping into the spirit of my ancestors, learning by different people within my culture that was amazing, that was strong, that was champions, and this began to motivate me. When they took my life from me, it lit a fire in me that says, I can't sit around and wait for somebody to rehabilitate me. I have to rehabilitate myself. So I started to change. I made a vow to myself that I would no longer be a criminal. I made a vow to myself that I would get in tune with a higher power. So I became Christian, and I became a follower of Christ, and I became enriched in my spirit to treat people as which I wanted to be treated. I studied the philosophy that you reap what you sow. You get into life what you put into it. So I started put kindness into the world because I wanted people to be kind to me. I started moving with integrity because I wanted people to be fair with me. I started being respectful to women because I longed for a queen. I longed for conversation. I longed for somebody to care about me. I began to grow into a beautiful flower that I am today. I'm 39 years old, and I can really say that prison really helped me see what's important to me. It allowed me time to understand that I love my family. It allowed me to time to know that I can be patient and work a job and take small steps into I work my way into being successful. I don't have to just get everything so fast, you know what I'm saying? It allowed me to just be a man, conscious, loving, understanding, compassionate, wonderful, trustworthy type of man. My motto is just don't fold, you know what I'm saying? I stand on the line of side of anybody who never folds against anything that comes against them, whether you're a single mother that had to go hard and work for minimum wage to take care of your kids, do it. I respect you. Whether you're a father that's battling with addiction and different mental health issues, you know what I'm saying, you able to be a champion within that storm, I respect you, you know what I'm saying, because you're not folding. I'm with anybody who able to take their abuse, you know what I'm saying, and turn the pain in which somebody have worked against you and turn it into power. I support you. I love you. I would love to be associated with you. I would love to be a part of your circle because I salute you, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate you. I cherish you. I see you, you know what I'm saying, for the beautiful person in which God designed you to be. I'm just all about light. I'm with anybody who has any type of positivity, any type of elevation, any type of education, any type of guidance. I would love to be a friend to you. I love to be a comrade with you, you know what I'm saying, in this battle to just be more better for our people, you know what I'm saying, motivate our people, strengthen our people, better our people. I'm now involved with a beautiful company, you know what I'm saying, with a beautiful name called More to Us, you know what I'm saying. I love the name because it's super more than the crime in which they say I committed. It's super more than the stereotype in which they said that I picked up from coming from an urban environment. It's more to me being an African-American male with limited forms of education. It's more than me just being a poor person. It's more than me just being a male, you know what I'm saying? It's more than me to just being a brother. It's more than me to just being a friend. It's more to us, you know what I'm saying, that we can tap into on the inside if we able to just take control of some of the crazy thing that's going on with us on the outside. It's so much more to you. It's more than you than the abuse in which you receive. It's more than you than the negativity that you receive. It's more than you than the discrimination in which you felt. It's more than you than the racism in which you have to experience on a day-to-day basis. It's more than you. You are beautiful. You are amazing. You are special. You are one of a kind. You are everything in which I long to be. Cherish that freedom. Don't take it for granted. You know what I'm saying? I've been incarcerated now for 21 years. You know what I'm saying? I learned to just be able to have a normal job. I learned to be able to just have a car, make a car payment. I learned to just be able to try to get my credit right. I learned to have a child. I learned to be in a friendship. I learned to be in a relationship. When you were in prison, you realize the small things that was matter the most. You know what I'm saying? The small things that was matter the most. I'm going to say this, rule your mind or your mind will rule you, you know what I'm saying? Control the things on the outside of you or kill the things on the inside of you, you know what I'm saying? When tough times get going, the tough get going, you know what I'm saying? We got to be stronger, we got to be better, we got to be helpful, we got to be supportive, we got to remember those that's in unfortunate circumstances and lift them up during their troubling times. You know what I'm saying? I would love to have a conversation with anybody that can help with the loneliness of being in prison. Reach out to me. Touch me. Send me a message. Send me a book. Teach me something. You know what I'm saying? Show me something. Help me on my path to be great. Help me. And as I move towards working towards my divine purpose, all I really want to do is love, sow, and serve those in whom I come in contact with. If I could plant a seed in you that can grow into something special, that makes me happy. If I can listen to you and be understanding to you when you're having a bad day, that will make me happy. Because whenever storm is always a promise that sunshine is on the way. Only thing I really want to do is define who I am as a person, you know what I'm saying, and overdo the stereotypes of what it means to be an African-American male that grew up in an urban environment with limited forms of education and limited forms of resources. I want to change the page on what how an inmate is looked at, how an inmate is treated, you know what I'm saying, how an inmate acts, you know what I'm saying. I no longer really want us to be looked upon as somebody who's deceiving. I no longer want us to be looked upon as bad individuals. I no longer want us to be looked upon as the scum of the earth. I want us to be looked upon as champions. I want us to be looked upon as motivators. I want us to be looked upon as inspiring, encouraging, and really conscious people that's putting the work in day to day to better their self. You get what you put in. If you put nothing in, you get nothing out. So I hope that you can be proud of the fact that I, Terrell Turr from Richmond, Virginia, at 39 years old, has really put in the work to help myself grow, be better, so that anybody whom I come in contact with, I can help along the way. I believe that Lord Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I believe that he paid the price on the cross for my sins. I love his grace. I love his mercy. It can do some amazing things for you to pick up that Bible. I know, you know, we all have our different viewpoints on how we feel about it and how we view it. But if you take the good parts of it, then it can really show you how beautiful it is to just tap into the light that's inside of you, how beautiful it is to help somebody when they need help, how beautiful it is to feed somebody when they're hungry, how beautiful it is to listen to somebody when they're going through a troubling time, how beautiful it is to really have somebody back, how beautiful it is to really be have somebody that you can trust, to be a trustworthy person, an honest person, a person of integrity, a person whom I don't have to look over my back at, or somebody I don't have to be scared to let in my house because you want to steal or do something crazy. It's a beautiful thing when you can build a circle and surround yourself around good vibes and good energy like that. And that's what I want, you know what I'm saying, a society where people can be in these communities, you know what I'm saying, that really uplift and build each other up. You know, that's what I'm about, you know what I'm saying? That's what I want to be a part of. That's what I stand for. And like I said, it's so much more than prison from what you see on TV and what you see in movies. We are way more unique than that. We are way more complex than that. We are doing way better things, you know what I'm saying, than what they portray, you know what I'm saying? Most of the time they portray the bad things and they don't really show the positive. But you know, I'm putting myself on some of these different platforms just to start a conversation. You know, I would love to have an opportunity to meet you. I would love to have an opportunity to hear your story. I would love to have an opportunity to just be a part of your life. To me, that's a blessing. Your time is special. You know what I'm saying? Your spirit is special. Everything in which you have lived upon your experiences is special. And I want to hear about them, and I want to also give you an opportunity to get to know me and to, you know, have different understandings of the different chapters of my life, you know what I'm saying, and how I was able to make it through some of the most dangerous situations, you know what I'm saying, how I was able to make it through 21 years of being in prison, you know, without really, you know what I'm saying, experiencing, you know what I mean, no real forms of different trials and tribulations against me. I've always been proud from being able to make good decisions. But if you want to start a conversation, like I said, you know, my name is Terrell Turd. My MA number is 103-8171. I can be reached through the JPay platform by making an email account, reaching out to me. You write me, I write back. It's a quick process. And other than that, man, I love you, man. And I guess I just leave you with my favorite quote, you know. I believe we shine the brightest, you know what I'm saying, when we choose to shine with each other in the midst of unfortunate, unhappy circumstances. I love you. I appreciate you. I salute you. I support you in your journey to live and move within your divine purpose.